T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Welcome to the Play It By Ear podcast. The podcast where the topics may vary because, hey, we play it by ear. And now your hosts, Eric Fiscus, Brady Liney, and Todd Griffin.
Hello, one and all. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Welcome aboard, Todd Griffin.
Howdy ho. And Brady Liney.
I think that's me.
Yes.
And you're going to notice something looks a little bit different. So Todd and I are going to stay with you here for a bit and do our usual tomfoolery and shenanigans. Eric has had a little bit of a situation come up, and so he is possibly going to be joining us, but we're not sure. We're not sure. So we'll keep you posted on that. But guess what? We are two guys that have done this for 150-something odd episodes, and guess what? We could be ridiculous at the drop of a hat.
That's right. We know what we're doing.
We know what we're doing. What's the name of the show again?
Play It By Ear podcast. That's so, a lie. We have no idea what we are doing.
We never know what we're doing.
Yes. We do apologize for getting started a little bit late here, but hello, Savannah. Hello, John. Maxwell.
You know, Maxwell, I need to say it one more time. The reason we say your name like that is Todd, Eric, and I are humble hosts. We used to play NBA jams back in the day, and the announcer's name, or when the announcer would read the names, that's how he would say it. So for some reason, your name just rolls off the tongue, yeah, just like in NBA jams.
I don't know why it does. Yeah,
it does. If
you've ever heard us say Pinkerton,
Shaman,
the old man,
Sasquatch.
Those were our NBA Jam names back in the day. So if you ever hear us saying those, that's what we're... Oftentimes, we refer back to the old days, and we don't really explain what we're talking about or why, but who knows? People may wonder that.
In true Play By Ear fashion, keep in mind that we have been... We've actually been doing this podcast probably since... I mean, we were teenagers. It just wasn't recorded. So a lot of our inside jokes and the stuff we say makes... no sense. For our newbies out there that hasn't been with us as long, like Chris, he's catching up. He's getting into the game. So we always reference our website right up here, www.playitbyyourpodcast.com. And you're going to find an Urban Dictionary style list of isms. And what our isms are things we always say and don't even realize that we say them. And people at the beginning was like, what the heck are you guys talking about? Like, for instance, the one that always comes to mind is us saying the word fish, like harish or fist.
Fist, yeah.
Fist. And there's really not much explanation to it. That's just the way we've always done it. And so we find ourselves in, Chris, I know that you made reference to this, that... in our parts of Sardinia, Ohio, the gas station in town is officially known as the Fuel Mart, but nobody calls it that. It's referred to as the Mule Fart. We just swap the consonants. So I don't want anybody to think that there is a flatulent mule anywhere in the town. So it's just stuff we do. So our original proceedings tonight was going to be, we were going to be doing the tournament of songs on like the bracket of worst songs. And if we do not get to do that tonight, we will resume that next week.
Yeah. And we often talk of being canceled. There was an attempt at canceling us after last week's episode. Brady, I'll let you explain this. Yeah, yeah.
So about 15 minutes after the episode was over, a surprising thing that was surprising on two levels. We got a message that we had been removed from, or that parts of the episode or the entire episode was removed from the streaming platform in Russia. And here's the thing. My first question is, people listen to us in Russia? So that'd be the first thing. And especially since we use, basically one of our biggest insults on the show is to refer something that we find particularly galling or unpalatable. We call it, they've got to be a communist. Like, case in point, in my book, putting cheese in Jell-O salad, that is a communist plot. And we say things like that. And but evidently, in all seriousness, something about our music episode got us removed from Russian streaming services. And we didn't even make a Vladimir Putin joke.
I think it's just there are a lot of Bobby McFerrin fans in Russia, and they just didn't like us knocking "Don't Worry, Be Happy."
I can't even imagine. Yeah, the first thing that comes to my mind is trying to do that song with the Russian accent. Don't worry, be happy. You know, it just doesn't. I don't know why there's an SK on the end of it, but it seems like it should be.
Because there should be, yes.
There should be.
Hey, while you were doing a fine job of coming up with an introduction there, I did think, haven't done it in a while. We could wait and see if we end up getting to the bracket fine, but could flip through some Am I the Assholes, if you want to, Brady.
Oh, sure. That'd be great.
I got one ready.
Throw those and uses at me.
Yeah, I got one ready.
I got to do Eric's job a little bit. Yeah, so to play this game, we have delved into this topic. It's a famous Reddit subreddit thread. Am I, in one of our isms, the Anus? Am I the Anus, or as we like to say sometimes, because it's not a curse word, we're not saying the word you're thinking we're saying, am I the asshole?
Asshole. A-S-S-L-E.
It's like hassle without the H.
Yes. Yes.
So, fire away, Todd.
All right. So the first one I have here. By the way, Chris, I don't know. We don't know how to pop up the comments. I don't think you know how to do that, do you, Brady?
Eric usually pops up the comments.
Yeah. So we'll just read this. Did you already read this about Chris? Chris's comment?
I haven't. I just saw it.
Okay. So Chris Devil Bliss. What an awesome rhyming name, Chris Devil Bliss. Now, is the emphasis on the? Correct me if I'm wrong. Is it Devil Bliss or Devil Bliss?
Or Devil Bliss.
I know it's not Devil Bliss. Is it? Either way, it's a nice rhyming name.
I could answer for him since he was, okay. Oh man, I'm old. He was a former student of mine back in the day. I had him in 7th and 8th grade social studies. And it is Devil Bliss.
So the emphasis is on the devil.
Devil Bliss.
Devil Bliss. Okay. Either way, cool name, rhyming name. Even cooler is he says, for those of you listening at home, I have one episode left and I will have finished off listening to the entire backlog. That is impressive, first off.
That is very impressive, and we appreciate that so much.
Yes. That warms our hearts. It warms
cockles
our cold
of our heart.
It warms our cold hearts. Fair Baron. All right. AITA, am I the asshole for telling my boyfriend that he's unhygienic?
Ooh.
I don't even know if that's a word. Anyway, I, female, have been with him, male, for nearly a year now, and I've noticed that he doesn't have a skincare routine. The gall. I've slowly started getting him into one. He said he wouldn't mind, however. That's usually his code for a no. Also, he apparently claims that the water alone in the shower is enough to wash his face. Most people who do have a skincare routine would know that that is definitely not how it works. Secondly, I just had a conversation with him whilst hinting about wearing cologne. Now, this wasn't me trying to force this upon him. At times, he smells like the middle ground between stale and sweaty.
The middle ground.
I asked why he doesn't wear any at work, and he claimed that spraying with deodorant is enough, and I quote, "Plus, you've never noticed." I have. Even my brother has pointed it out to me multiple times. And I go, "I have multiple times, but I just didn't want to say anything." And I have an explanation for not saying anything. He tends to make mountains out of molehills, but it was getting really bad, so I had to say something. And afterwards, he said that he's annoyed at me, and he goes to sleep whilst on the call. She likes that whilst.
I was just saying, are they really saying whilst?
Yeah,
that sounds like something
that's
we
not,
would say.
That's not me. Am I the asshole? Edit. I was told to add this into my original post too. I wonder who told her to. He wears the same clothes for 2 weeks, including the same socks. This isn't just an assumption, as he's literally admitted to doing it. So, there it is.
All right. The delve into end usury, I can't do this straight up as asked because there are segments to this. These are three separate issues. So let's address the first one, a skincare routine. She just was talking about washing his face. When I think of skincare routine, I think of like moisturizing or exfoliating or something like that. And I know not everybody does that. I get made fun of sometimes that I have a little bit of a skincare regimen, but I'm also 52 years old and spent a lot of time in the sun.
I have one. Well, I think that's a good, I'll stop you right there for a second, because one thing that I did not say, because I wanted to wait till the end, is she's 17 and he's 19. So that is where, when I was 19, I definitely did not have a skincare routine. And I would argue that most 19-year-old young men do not have a skincare routine. But I would also argue that just from having a teenage daughter, that most females have a skincare routine at a younger age than males. So I see her thinking, hey, everybody should have a skincare routine. But she's also very young and inexperienced and not understanding that to be 19 and have a skincare routine as a dude, probably not
when I was 19.
Probably not very very common. So I think that changes things. I think number one is it changes. I can't call her an asshole because she's just too young to be an asshole over this. You know what I mean? But she
does. I
would
call her slightly, I don't want to say uninformed, but maybe a little bit unaware of how dudes work.
Wet behind the ears. Green.
Yes.
Yeah. Another thing here is, I never understand these. Which, by the way, just for those of you listening, I don't know how many we have listening, but if you're listening, you should know that we don't pick these out ahead of time. That would take away from the organicness. So you often see when we read these that we'll get to a point where like, I shouldn't have picked this one because... number
either
one,
it's dark or profane.
Yeah, and it gets very hard to read it and change and edit it as reading. But I will say this: I never understand when we run across these. This is a young couple. Too young, in my opinion, to where if something is that offensive to you, if they just literally wear the same clothes for 2 weeks, you think they stink. You don't. You their hygiene sickens you. Whatever that may be, like. Leave. You're not married to the person. There's nothing holding you down. Like leave. That's part of, don't you think that's part of what it takes to, for a long-term relationship is to know already that, hey, they don't stink and they don't wear the same clothes for 2 weeks. And
hey, this young gentleman caller that has showed up at my parlor courting me. He does not smell like, you know, 10-day-old salad in a bag, you know?
Birth salad.
But, yeah, I agree. Like, so before I get into the rest of it, what is he bringing to the table? Does this guy look like Brad Pitt? Is he just, like, so strikingly handsome that she overlooked his funk? And now
that's what I was getting ready to say. You would think, I mean, did he just wait until they got a little more serious and then stop bathing and stopped? You would think if he, you would think it wouldn't have gotten to this point. Now, in her defense, if we knew more, if maybe they dated for a year and then all of a sudden now he is no longer bathing and not changing his clothes for 2 weeks and stuff, that's different.
That's different. There could be many issues to that. But I will tell you what concerns me. I'm a hygienic person, and I'm also blessed. I don't know why this has come up, that, you know, foot sweat and foot funk is not something that I suffer from. I mean, I'm not saying I want my shoes hung as a, what do you call it? A car freshener. But what I am saying, it's inoffensive, but I can tell you this. If I wore the same socks for 2 weeks, there would be problems. That's gross.
Yeah.
Even the non-sweaty person here. So I think this provides some serious red flags. She is 17 years old. And like I said, you know, I know 17-year-olds and they don't think long-term. Remember, you know, the good old junior high days. It's love forever, at least for 10 minutes. And evidently, you know, there's something about this guy, but I don't know what he brings. We haven't heard his positives. I could make a call on this as like, he's tremendously funny. He's a hard worker. He treats me so well. But she doesn't say that. It's like he doesn't take care of his skin and he stanks.
The immaturity is just dripping from this post. You know what I mean? And which and I don't say that as an insult. I mean, legit, they're just too young to be. And by the way, hello, James. James says exactly why is she with this guy. And that's kind of what we're thinking here, James. I mean, she doesn't really give any positives. And, you know, again, we need to know more. Did he just start this all of a sudden? Otherwise, how did she get past the point where, you know, was it a deal like you said, Bray? Like, yeah, I've been talking to this guy for a couple weeks. Hey, he smells like cheese, but you know, he's good looking, he's funny, whatever. If we get serious, he'll start smelling less like cheese, and then now he's not smelling less like cheese. So she has a problem.
He's smelling more like cheese, a more aged European cheese.
Hello, Richard. Yes, there are two of us as of now. And Celia, thank you so much. Mrs. Griffin has chimed in and says that I never stink. She's a lucky lady. I was going to say, Brady, I too am known to, every once in a while, I got one armpit that'll kick up a little while.
One?
Just one. It's weird. I've always had one offensive armpit.
How do you get in a state of unipedary?
I don't know. I assume I have like a, I have one armpit that sweats more than the other one, which makes sense. That's the one that will every once in a while kick up some funk, but it has to really, I have to really try, you know what I mean? It's not like,
right. Yeah.
So anyway, I think on this one, I can say she's not the asshole, but he's not the asshole either. There are no assholes here. There are just young people. Playing house.
There was a comment like she was what, you know, she brought up the skincare routine. She brought up the not changing clothes or socks. You know, is this because of slovenliness or, you know, like I said, there's so many factors we don't know. And I'm going to go with Todd on this one that it does not sound like we've got two anuses. It sounds like we have a kid that has a crush and it's starting to go sour literally and metaphorically.
Yeah. The first part of that, again, good luck at 17 finding a guy in your age range that has a skincare routine.
Yeah.
But the not changing clothes for 2 weeks, that is a different level. So yeah, we need more information and to be continued.
Yes. Any updates on this later.
Yeah. Now, here's one, Brady, where the title, I may be sorry I picked this one. It says, am I the asshole for swearing in front of my friend's pet parrot? So, I just going by the title, I'm thinking I'm going to have to do some editing on the fly. So, wish me luck.
Which makes it even more fun.
Yes. This is so ridiculous. I can't believe I'm coming onto Reddit to talk about this. But enough of our mutual friends and his family have said, I am the asshole that I think I may be the asshole for this. First off, not one comma, period, anything in that whole first paragraph there.
English teacher.
So yes, you are the asshole. Anyway, yesterday I was house sitting for my friend. Let's call him James. For some context, James is heavily religious, and he's very uncomfortable with swearing because he thinks it's sinful. It was just going to be overnight for one night while he went to go visit his mom. And he let me know he had a pet bird that I'd have to feed, which I would find out the hard way is actually a parrot.
Isn't a parrot a pet bird?
Yeah. I think she means when she first heard pet bird, she didn't know it was an actual parrot.
It's like, he said I was going to have to take care of his puppy, but I didn't know it was a Dalmatian. That's kind of, I'm not.
Well, anyway, I think where we're going here is looking at the title, all birds don't talk. It could have been non-talking bird. I generally didn't know it was a parrot until that moment. I heard it squawking some incoherent things, but nothing I made out to be English. So last night I was in the kitchen heating up my dinner when I stubbed my toe on the counter. Hang on. How does she stub her toe on the counter?
I think she means
the kick plate, like the bottom of the cabinets.
Yeah, where it extends all the way down. So the thing attached to the counter.
And I yelled, excrement. and the bird yelled back, excrement, 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 excrement. And I thought it was hilarious. And I thought to myself, I'm so glad James isn't here. And then I realized it's James bleeping bird, and he'd be back tomorrow. But I don't know a single thing about birds, so I thought the bird would stop by tomorrow. About an hour later, I went to bed. But this morning, the bird was still saying, excrement, excrement, among other things. And I was starting to worry a bit, but I thought maybe it wouldn't be a huge deal since it's literally a bird copying a word. I didn't think James would get too upset. Yes, he's heavily religious, but he's a very lighthearted guy. That's a weird term, heavily religious. James got back around noon and the bird was fine. He was talking, but he wasn't saying excrement. Me and James chatted for about 10 minutes about just whatever, and he sent me the money on my Venmo, and then the bird went, excrement, excrement. And James turned red in the face. It was silent for a moment, and then James looked at me angry and said, did you teach my bird the S word? And I was like, hey, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't know. It was an accident. And he essentially said that there's no way I didn't know that that was a parrot because parrots are very identifiable, and I shouldn't be swearing in his house anyway. He calmed down and politely told me to leave, which I did. And this afternoon, he sent me a text message saying he was very upset with what I had done because his bird would not stop saying excrement and that he wanted me to send the money back. I still haven't responded. I don't know what to do. Some mutual friends have texted me to let me know that I was a huge asshole for doing this, and his mom is upset as well. So Reddit, am I the asshole?
Wow, there's a lot to unpack from the nest here. See what I did there. Anyway, so first off, if she stubbed her toe and injured herself, sometimes things leap forward from one's mouth uncontrollably. I have been around a few birds in my life, but I've got to be honest. I thought these birds that could talk and mimic had to be kind of trained, like had to be repeated and reward, you know, like a dog shaking a hand, you know, you have to train them to do it. My expectation of this said parrot being able to nail that word continuously from hearing it once, I wouldn't expect that.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. You hit it right on the head. A lot of the comments, as I flip down through here, she's being called the asshole because they think she's lying. Uh-huh. Everybody, there's a lot of people in here saying that they are familiar with birds and experienced with birds, and that they do not, and parrots, they do not repeat things after hearing it one time, that they have to be trained. And so there's two ways of thinking here. She's either lying about the whole story.
Uh-huh.
or she's lying and saying she only said it once. And in reality, she taught this bird to say it while she was house sitting.
I'm just saying, and I'm going to sound like a horrible person here. You know, I keep my language in a public forum pretty pristine. You know what I mean? I mean, it comes with the business that we're in. You never know when little ears or the parents of little ear, you know what I mean? The parents of those said little ears, but like, all I'm saying is if I really wanted to mess with this dude and I did it intentionally, you know what I would do? And knowing that I'm going to use her word heavily religious, I wouldn't teach it to say excrement, because that's something you say when you stub your toe. I would be like, Satan, Satan. And I would like, so you know,
you were like a combination of a church lady and a parrot there. You were the church parrot, Brady.
Yes. Yes. That's what I was kind of going for. And, but like, you know, I didn't even think about it, Todd, but the more I do, I am going to call her the ANUs on this one, because I think she made it up. She either made up the whole story, or like you said, she trained it to do that, because my uncle had a macaw named Pedro.
Didi.
And there was like all these, the birds that I better, my brother-in-law used to have a bird, but you know, it was very difficult. You couldn't get him just to say anything that quickly. It had to be a trained behavior. So I am casting a pox on her story. Not true. So that makes her an ANUs.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. By the way, you missed a perfectly executed hunter joke right there. You said your uncle or somebody had a McCall, and I said Dee Dee McCall from the show Hunter. Fred Dreyer's Hunter.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, man. Yeah. Sorry.
I slipped it in there on you.
Yeah. My cousin Daryl from Minnesota. Daryl, he lives in Wisconsin. So what has you across the border in Minnesota, good sir? My northern liming set. And Super Dave here with the Bazinga.
Hello. We have a couple comments here also. So Chris, Devil Bliss, I finally get it, Todd. You never stink, so that is why you can never figure out why that ref needed to shower after the basketball games. Yeah, that's see, I honestly think the whole skincare routine thing is getting way out of hand. I mean, there are like 7-year-olds out there that are talking about the skincare products that they use in their skincare routine. That's ridiculous. When you're a kid, you just wash your face. I will say that it does seem like, you know, back in our day, people didn't have skincare routines as much as far as you just washed your face or whatever. And, you know, there's an argument one side of that, you know, that's made skincare worse. There's made skin, you know, with the things in the skincare products and stuff like that, that they're, you know, bad for you. And,
we had skin uncare. I mean, for Pete's sake, up until my late 20s, I was still using the, suntan oil that had an SPF of 2. You know,
well, obviously I can't get by with that, but, although I'll say, like, you know, as a fair skinned person, I typically, you know, sometimes I feel like I do better with lower SPF. I really do. I think sometimes the higher, yeah, I mean, but I got to monitor it, of course, but, I was going to say something else. Oh, somebody, I'm trying to look at the comments here real quick. Hello, Miss Limey.
Oh, there's Mom.
Mama Liming in the house. I thought there was another comment I was wanting to read, but I don't see it now. Yeah, I think if this girl is lying either way, she's the asshole. Although yeah. I often think there's some made up stories on Reddit. I mean, some of the more crazy ones and some of the more out there ones.
Although this would have to be, you know, like wouldn't you love to been like had a like a like some kind of camera when that guy was by himself and the bird starts, you know, saying excrement over and over and over again. Yeah. That'd be amazing. Yeah. But
you want another one?
Anyway, fire away, man.
Am I the asshole for telling my husband he's being an asshole? So my husband, 33, works in a very stressful work environment and works a lot. And I'm usually okay with the long hours, business trips during holidays, etc. He did not have weekends or much rest since November. However, this March, since I'm having a business trip to Dubai, I wanted to treat him and fly him over for a weekend to rest and relax, and I asked him to take an extra day off. Total of 3 days. He said he would check. Today, while in bed, I reminded him again to confirm since I wanted to book a nice hotel. Also today, I saw that his favorite stand-up comic will be in town. So I asked him if he could take another day off since we would need to stay an extra day to catch the show. Total of 4 days. He then started to sound agitated and annoyed. We talked back and forth as to what workload he does have to not be able to take additional days. I calmly and softly explained to him a red flag right off the bat. Not right off the bat, but she's quick to say, I calmly and softly explained to him. No, you didn't.
No, honey. Yeah. This is what you need to do. Excrement.
What's the difference between 3 days and 4 days, sugar plum? Yeah, I mean, like, I calmly and softly explained to him why this short vacation was needed, and it was just for him to relax and rest a bit. To make it short, he finished the conversation in an ordering and angry manner, saying, I can't. Also, this extra day, I'm 90% sure I can't. So notice she was being calm and soft. He was being angry.
For the rest of this thread, you need to do the calm and soft voice, and I'll do the angry voice.
Okay. So one thing that I'm wondering is, to make it short, he finished the conversation in an ordering and angry manner, saying, I can't. Also, this extra day, I'm 90% sure I can't. How is saying I can't ordering someone? That confuses me a little.
Ordering
bit.
Is you can't.
Yes. You can't take the, you can't even
I
do
can't
this vacation.
It's a statement.
Yeah. I turned around in bed and cried because I was hurt that he was unable to see that I'm doing this for him. What bothered me more is that rather than sounding apologetic and sad, he won't be able to take a short vacay. He was very argumentative and annoyed, and all he did was fight with me. I did not need a vacation, as I'm a housewife who works occasionally. It was for him. So while I cried, he turned his back to me. Then he asked, why are you crying, Brady?
Wait a minute. Whose voice am I doing?
You're doing his voice. Why are you crying?
Why are you crying?
I then told him, you're being an asshole. He got angry, God. And I rephrased and said, you're being a bad husband.
No, I'm not.
He got pissed and told him he was being an asshole and walked out and I told him he was being an asshole and walked out and left me in the bed crying. Now I'm in the guest room alone. He hasn't spoken to me since. Am I the asshole? A lot of drama there.
There is a lot of drama. And I want to be totally fair here because I feel like, you know, there's some things we don't know. I would like to know what this fellow does. I do have friends that their job requires them to be on call and ready to serve at a drop of a hat. And how much notice are we talking? Are we talking about, you know, 4 months in advance, or are we talking, hey, let's do it this weekend? You know, there's a lot of factors there. It sounds like, I mean, judging from her story, this guy does seem a little bit wound tight and overworked.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, we don't often look down at because we typically, the three of us typically give our takes on this and debate that. But there are two comments I'd like to read here for you. Okay. The very first comment, you called him an asshole, then called him a bad husband because you unilaterally decided he had to take time off when he was telling you he couldn't take the time. That's extremely unfair and borderline manipulative to make him out to be the bad guy for having a job that, from the sound of it, is the family's main source of income. Amen. And then this one, which is similar. You are the asshole. Trying to force a kind act on someone isn't kindness, it's manipulation. As is bursting into tears and calling someone a bad husband when you don't get your own way. You say, I wanted twice, but never mention what he wants. When you're that stressed, the thought of having to fly somewhere else for the weekend is too much. Did you ever ask him what he wanted, or did you just decide what would be good for him?
Now, and I'm going to be, once again, I'm going to go back to fair mode. I'm not totally ready to paint her as manipulative. I think her heart was in the right place. I just think I think that she's painting him. It seems like she's painting him into villainy pretty quickly, because she did call him an Anus and she did call him a bad husband. And
that's what I was getting ready to say. She might not have started off with bad intentions, and they may have been good intentions, but like that person said, the minute she didn't get her way, he's the asshole. He's a bad husband. And again, the way she wrote that, I softly and calm. So does it sound like someone being soft and calm?
It sounds like somebody's massaging the story.
Or does it sound like someone after the fact saying, I was being soft and calm?
The other thing, James, that's a good point. What kind of job do you have as a part-time that sends you out of the country to Dubai? I kind of wonder that myself. I don't have an answer for that, because I'm like really trying to like rattle in my head what kind of part-time jobs, maybe some online opportunities, real estate. I don't know. That is a wonderful question, James. Now, and I'll be honest, when I was hearing the story, I thought he was getting sent to Dubai. But it's her.
It's her, yeah.
As a part-time job. Wow. I mean, my full-time job doesn't send me to Dubai. Let alone my part-time job. I'm really curious to know this. And no, I'm just not taking the side of the dude. I want to be very, very clear about that.
We were joking as we were reading it, but I mean, I think she kind of brought that on herself a little bit. I mean, again, in the whole description of it, she's not only is she asking people, is she the asshole for calling him the asshole, but during the context of her asking that to the people of Reddit, she's, you know what I mean? She's bashing him, and you know, she's completely innocent. She was nice and soft and calm, and he was ordering and yelling and stuff. And I don't know.
Dubai is in the Middle East, maybe he is in the CIA, and her part-time job, she's a part-time assassin that can't tell what she's doing. So they happen to both end up in Dubai at the same time in international intrigue.
Maybe so.
That's a good movie. I'm going to write that down.
The title of this next one. I've been trying as we're talking to look for the next title, because I don't want people to have to watch me search. Brady, I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to gross you out.
Okay, before you tell me, for our people just joining us, Eric, it's two of us tonight. Eric has had an unexpected, he's had something come up, and he may or may not be joining us. And so it is Todd and I just kind of like doing the tag team thing here. And we're going to be putting our second part of the bracket of the worst songs of all time. Sounds like that's probably going to go to next week. But we are trying to keep you engaged, and we apologize. We do not have the thing that could post comments. That's on Eric's, what do you call it, dashboard. So we're trying to read the comments, and I have no idea how many people were in the room.
Yeah.
So we thank you all for being here. We just can't see all of you. So, and this is going to gross me out.
It's going to gross everybody out. Welcome. Am I the asshole for calling my boyfriend disgusting for eating his scabs at his grown age?
Oh, God. Does she even need to ask?
I have a boyfriend, and I just found out he eats his scabs. We were hanging out, as boyfriends do. And he asked if he should eat the scab he just picked off. I had made a joke about him eating the scab. Then he was like, should I? I thought he was joking. And I asked, when is the last time he ate his scabs? And he said, probably a few months ago. I told him that eating scabs is disgusting and exact same as eating boogers. I feel like I'm too old to be having this conversation. I told him that he's a disgusting freak, and he got all defensive and said it was normal. Am I crazy? Am I supposed to be eating my scabs? Should I have just let it go and not said anything? I don't want to kiss him anymore. Am I the asshole?
Well, She's going to have to let this one heal.
Don't pick at it.
Yeah.
Edit. My boyfriend knows I posted this, and he pre-read it and let me post it. We posted this to see who was in the right.
May I proceed?
Yes.
Dump that scab eater. You don't want to have this man as the father of children, where he encourages them to eat their scabs. I am so troubled by this that I'm having a hard time being funny. This is gross. Wonder what his reasoning is. Why did he think he needed to? Why did he ask?
Well,
was he asking permission?
All right. So what we have to do here, to be fair, we have to put ourselves into the mind of the scab eater. We have to walk a mile in the scab eater's shoes.
In his scuffed, nasty footed.
Okay, if I were a scab eater, I'm not, but if I were a scab eater, I think I would eat said scabs in private. And I would think you would not want anyone to know you ate scabs. I'm just trying to think like a scab eater here. The fact that he's an open scab eater makes no bones about it. And it's fine with this being put on Reddit. Now, granted, his name's not on here, but it's fine with, you know, and literally wants them to put that on Reddit. We'll see who's right. Tells me that he's not only a scab eater, he's proud of his scab eating. He's not a closet scab eater. He's a
out and proud scab eater.
Yeah.
He's a scab eater. Oh, here's. Yow. No, I want to get into the psychology. I'm trying to channel my inner scab eater, but that's a hard place to get to. Why? It makes me think that there is some kind of old world or old village knowledge that if he eats a scab, it helps his immune system some way. And even then, I'm still not going to do it. There's antibiotics or stuff like that. So I don't know, man. That's just wrong.
Well, you could never kiss them after watching them eat a scab. Do you think so? We need your help. Chime in if you're listening. I mean, I know this is pretty gruesome, but
okay. I mean, I'll even flip the other one. Let's say he was, as Savannah said, that scabs are better than boogers. I don't know. Either one, I'm not going to be able to kiss the lips of that scab eating, booger eating. You know, we're not four. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really don't know any better. But I'm struggling with this one, man. And not even being that funny, disgusted. I mean, I'm genuinely disgusted. So, earbuds out there, like what? Mrs. Griffin, if Todd, 3 months into your relationship, is at your at dinner and he asks you if he could eat a scab, I guarantee you probably couldn't have got in your car and drove away fast enough. Maybe. That's all kinds of. I'm trying to put myself in that person's shoes, and there's no way I could get around it. I mean, I've not gone on. I have broken off. What do you call it? Casual dating relationships for much less offensive things.
Yeah, Chris says, here's one for you, Todd. Which would be worse, in your opinion, seeing someone eat a scab or eating the wet sandwich at the public pool? And yes, Brady, the sandwich has mayonnaise on it.
Oh, man.
All right. So Chris, the best way I can answer that is to say, in my mind, there is no difference between a scab and a wet sandwich at the pool. They're literally the exact same thing in my head.
See, I think I could eat the wet sandwich at the pool until he threw in the mayonnaise, and then I can't do it.
I don't know. We've gone over this before. I am a firm believer that food should not be served anywhere near a pool. Mm-hmm. And if it is served, it should only be served to people 18 and up, 18 and over. The last thing you want to do is to give a 4-year-old kid a giant ice cream cone or something like that to run around the pool because it never fails.
Melting
they're going
down
to
their arm.
They're going to. It's melting down their arm. They're getting in the pool. It's there's a half eaten one laying there with a colony of ants going from the ice cream cone all the way out to the parking lot.
Do you know what's ironic? Okay, here you go. The worst sentence, most poorly thought out thing I've ever said as a parent. Okay, kids, we're getting ready to go home. Let's get your ice cream cones and go. Because from the stand to the car, it's already melted down their arms. And here's where it gets infinite. Because if it lands on the ground, you know the ants and their little antlets are saying, hey, you could get some of this ice cream and take it back to the hill. And it becomes infinity.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, I had to send the text there. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Man, here's what I hate about Reddit. Sorry, but I had one picked out. And if you close out of the window, it literally takes you all the way back out. And I mean, I had gone down. And I had one that I thought was pretty good. For the next one. So stall, Brady. Stall while I find it.
Stall.
I think Okay. Everybody agrees that this scab eating guy is gross.
I can't even call him an anus. I'm just saying he's a weirdo. I'm sorry, sir, if you were listening to our podcast as we opine and you're looking at this Reddit thread with your significant other. Dude, don't do it. It's never okay to eat a scab. Just don't do it.
No.
Man, yeah. Mr. Chris Devilbliss and his comment about the wet sandwich, that is how we know that there is a true fan that is deep dove into our back catalog and knows that I hate white condiments and Todd hates wet sandwiches.
I hate any wet food. It could be a cracker.
Ooh, a wet cracker be terrible. So once again, we have surprisingly made it to 47 minutes and 50 seconds. And thank you all who's hung around. Like I said, this has been an unconventional episode, but a true play it by ear fashion. Like I said, Eric could not be with us. Something took him away the last second, and he was goodly enough to hit the play button. And we're just going to run this. So we're just kind of spontaneously in true play by ear fashion. We just kind of like picked up on the fly, and we are here to entertain you, hopefully.
Yes. Here we go. This might be one of the strangest headlines.
I'm
we should do the headline
game
sometime.
It's not going to get stranger than eating a scab. You're going to have to
probably
go a long
not.
Way.
Am I the asshole for removing an alpaca spit mask while shearing against my uncle's wishes? So let me, there's some poorly placed commas. And so, am I the asshole for removing an alpaca spit mask while shearing against my uncle's wishes? So the way it's written, it makes it sound like that this person is, it's a female, 19 year old female, that they were shearing against their uncle's wishes. But what I think she means is that she was shearing this alpaca and she removed its spit mask against her uncle's wishes.
Oh God, I'm an idiot. Yeah, I was like, so, why was she going to spit on the alpaca? Why is she wearing a mask?
So she removed the alpaca spit mask while shearing against my uncle's wishes. Again, the way it's written, it's poorly written. But either way, so the way I take it is this young lady has removed an alpaca spit mask because alpacas spit on people. And apparently when you're shearing it, Are you thinking about what I'm thinking about? Skin sheep. All right. So let's read this.
Here we go.
My uncle does odd jobs. My uncle does odd jobs around farms to make some money. And I'm a zoology student who needs some experience to start applying for vet slash zoo internships in a year or two. So he agreed to take me along to help shear some alpacas. When we got in the barn, there were around 60 to 70 alpacae in there. I noticed they all had tight tubular masks. They all had a tight tubular mask going over their nose and mouth, like a thick sock. It looked pretty uncomfortable for them. My uncle explained that the owners had put spit masks or spit socks on all the alpacas before our arrival. And that it was a common thing and something he requested all clients to do before an alpaca shearing. A good old alpaca shearing.
The goal I have a request. Put thine spit sock on thine alpaca before shearing.
The goal is to deter them from spitting since the spit will backfire and to make sure you don't get spat on.
What do you mean backfire?
Well, I guess
backfiring, it's going back toward the alpaca's throat, not out.
Yeah. I would think the mask would make it backfire even more.
Yeah.
Ricochet. Well, I don't think that was a very good justification for something like that. I didn't think that was a very good justification for something like that. First off, unless you are an experienced shearer of alpaca, you don't get to say that wasn't a good justification.
You know what I mean? You to tell that rancher.
This person is an experienced alpaca handler. And this young zoology student is going to... I already don't like this person.
Because you've had one semester of zoology does not make you an expert.
Yeah. I bet she's so dumb she thought it was a llama. Loser. Well, I didn't think that was a very good justification for something like that. It looks stifling and uncomfortable for them. And the only benefit is avoiding spit? Question mark. During a break, I checked on my phone and it said the only big problem with alpaca spit is that it can stink. It's not like it's harmful or anything. And they seemed well-behaved anyways. I was willing to risk a bit of spit to make the alpacas more comfortable. Bless her heart. So while my uncle was shearing, I removed the spit sock from a couple alpacas without him noticing. When he noticed, he got really angry and said, "Put those spit socks back on. What are you doing? Do you want to be spat on?"
Maybe she did.
I said I wasn't too worried about it, and I wanted what was best for the alpacas. He said, "You have no clue what you're talking about. Put them back on now." These would be fun sometime to actually work out in the next live show we do and actually act out some of these. Like,
I'm picturing like a New Zealand accent.
Yeah, I'm not good at accents, but I have a problem with this person. No experience in the alpaca field. And is going to look it up on her phone and then argue with him. All right, let's finish. I didn't see what the big deal was and said, if anything, it'd be me that got spat on from it, not him. He said, "I'm the one who has to drive you home. Do you have any idea what that would be like if he spits on you?" I didn't do it again, but I feel like he was overreacting. And it was sort of conscientious. Sorry. It was sort of contentious. Sorry.
Oh.
The rest of the time. Yeah, it makes more sense. We didn't talk much on the ride home, and I get the feeling he won't be inviting me to further farm days. Feels petty for me. I'm having a hard time. It feels petty to me for him to be so worked up about me risking getting spat on, probably not even him, as if I couldn't clean up before driving home. I don't see what the big deal is. Am I the asshole?
I feel like reading in a very, like, this is the warning, what do you call it, doomsayer voice. "Lassie, you've never been spat on by an alpaca." Like somebody that you don't know the pain of alpaca spit.
But I'm going to get canceled probably for this, but I'm going to get called an ageist. But this is my problem with a portion of the youth.
Nice save there.
What entitlement. She's going to learn. She's going with him to be taught something about these animals. She has no experience. She's a brand new zoology student. Won't even be doing her internships for a couple years at the zoo. And she's going to not only not listen to him on how to do it, but then be all
defiant
and righteous and like make him, you know, like her bleeding heart is getting in the way of this job. Now, I don't know. Maybe the alpacas don't like it, but
I mean, maybe it's so toy. The alpacalips are like that outside the side. And maybe these alpacas looked like they were in Alpine. And, but alpaca. Still, I'll give you an analogy. What if we had a student teacher or somebody coming in to do observations in our classroom? And we asked them, could you line the students up and take them to the cafeteria? Well, I don't think they should be in a line. That restricts their movement.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
You know? Well, they should be able to run in the hallway. They won't hit anybody.
Let me read to you. There's a couple nice comments here as I'm skimming through these. First off, this person says, you are the asshole. Alpaca spit also has stomach contents, acid, and plant matter. I spin and have spun alpaca. It's an alpaca spinner, whatever that is. I pay good money for alpaca fleeces. I would return a fleece contaminated with spit. Like I would one that hadn't been properly picked. Okay. So I would return a fleece contaminated with spit like I would one that hadn't been properly picked. If I don't see the wad of vegetable and spit before I wash the fleece, there's a good chance all those tiny bits of vegetable matter get distributed throughout the fleece. Now, I can't card the fleece. I'll have to comb it. Combing the fleece creates more waste and isn't the right prep for many yarns. By removing the spit mask, you potentially compromise the shearing shield. 70 alpacas times 150 is a fleece is $10,500. You were alone to learn. You were alone to learn. Those are not your animals. You do not understand what's going on. You have no alpaca experience to override the owner, let alone your uncle. Amen. Yes. Slow clap.
If that man was instructing me, I'll tell you what I'd say. Alpaca lunch and come along.
And there's one more here from a zookeeper. If you continue in this field, you'll learn to take grossness warnings a bit more seriously. Don't just brush them off. They don't mean, ew, stinky dog breath, ha-ha. They mean you're going to vomit. I remember my first zoo internship being warned about the stench of cleaning the big cat dens, and I thought, oh, like the dirty kennels at the animal shelter I volunteered at. No, it was not like that at all. The air was so heavy with cat spray, I could almost taste it in the shite was so vile and powerful that I had to run out almost every shovelful at first to be sick. So there's two different perspectives there. But I think that first comment puts it much. That's what I was thinking exactly. But I don't have the experience in that world to give her the scolding that she deserved. But that, amen to that.
That guy brought the noise, man. He backed up the facts. And if she is reading this, I hope you feel as foolish as you sounded.
Yes.
Young lass, because you kind of beclowned yourself. I mean, think about it. And I'm not even saying this to be funny. So if I was a herpetologist and I'm training to be a herpetologist and there I'm being sent along to milk a cobra for venom, for anti-venom, and they say, hey, don't, this piece of safety equipment is going to keep you from getting bit.
But it makes the snakes uncomfortable.
It's just doing what cobras do.
Yeah, but that would be like that argument, like saying, well, it makes the snakes uncomfortable, so I don't want to use that. The snakes don't like it. The snakes don't like being milked.
When you're on this shark dive, well, I don't want to be in the cage. They might hurt their snouts when they hit up against the cage as they're trying to tear me apart in a frenzy. It's silly.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think everybody knows that you and I are pretty big animal lovers. Yeah. But you also have to have some common sense. And again, it's not like these alpacas are being hauled off to the slaughter. They're being sheared. Again, there's a business side of that. And you're taking money. You're potentially taking money from someone, taking food off their plate.
In addition to be a Grammy-nominated platinum-selling artist, Mr. Pat Badger, the bass player of Extreme, not only does he get his royalty money from being in a famous band, but he has an alpaca farm.
Yeah.
So I like legitimately hear it can make some major bank, which I was really excited when I saw they're using golden retriever hair to make sweaters. Oh man, really? I'm gonna make a fortune.
Yeah.
So anyway.
All right. Well, we are at the hour mark, Brady. I didn't know how long you wanted to go with this.
Well, what time
flying
is
by
it?
The seat of our pants.
We're flying by the seat. I'll tell you what. I do want to comment on Chris. Chris says, Brady, I got an email from a job post seeking someone to fill out an open position at the Ohio Department of Commerce. And I still can't stop laughing. He's referring to one of our isms, one of our euphemisms for somebody taking a number two, or where people say their dogs are doing their business, and we changed it to a very refined sounding conducting their commerce. So he's referring to that. Chris, I appreciate you listening, because you're like bringing back some things that from way back in our catalog that, you know, we just haven't said in a while.
Yeah.
But, Todd, I'll tell you what, how about just doing one more if it's available, and then we'll call it a night.
All right. Well, if there's a little time, go through our spiel, and I'll look
yes.
Here.
So, visit our website at www.playitbyearpodcast.com. You can send us a voice message. You can check out the isms and just see what we're all about. A little bit of a biography. Keep in mind that we are usually live on Facebook and Instagrams. And I think we are now on X, the site formerly known as Twitter. And you can see our live broadcast on Monday, usually at 7 o'clock. And we post those on all of your social media platforms. Usually on Mondays, I think now. For instance, this one, if it actually makes it to fruition, or this might just go into the bonus category, it may or may not be released on audio, but it's here. On you could see it forever in your memory or your nightmares, depending on how you're looking at it, especially after the scab eating. So check us out. Please like us on YouTube and Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and Spotify and iHeartRadio and all those platforms. Like, let us know that you like us, that we are making your day and we are giving you enjoyment. So making you happy is what makes us happy. So, and once again, Eric got called out, he could not be here at the last moment. So, like I said, he was goodly enough to hit the play button for us so we could come live to you and we could give you some Monday entertainment. And I do want to let you know that we will resume our regularly scheduled topic of the second part of the bracket of the worst songs of all time. We will pick that up next Monday. And one last thing. Tomorrow, February 13th, I am wishing an early happy birthday to my daughter, Randolyn, who hits the big 9 tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yes.
That has to make you feel old, Brady.
I don't know what makes me feel older. That makes me feel really aged. Reagan's senior night at Eastern High School cheerleading. She's a cheerleader, and they're recognizing the seniors Saturday night at their last home game, which makes me feel elderly. And the other thing is when she doesn't know it yet, but I got her some birthday donuts for tomorrow. So when I went to Dunkin', one of my former students, as I had as a fifth grader back in the North Adams Elementary days, she's graduated and early and going to college and working at Dunkin', and I almost didn't recognize her because she's taller than me now. And it's just like I've had all these things make me feel old in the last 24 hours.
I get it. Well, happy early birthday, and enjoy the donuts tomorrow.
She will and I will.
Did you get a cake ones? Did you get any custard filled ones?
I did get a Boston creme for myself. And then other people in the household don't like the Boston cremes, but they like the Bismarckies with the icing and the white creme in them. And then I just got some.
You know who else doesn't like the custard filled?
Who?
Putin.
I was going to say Vladimir Putin.
The Russians.
The Russians.
How dare you cancel us, Russians?
Right. Because you don't eat, you know, a good Boston cream. Yes. Notice they like the Bismarcks because that's more of a German dictator thing.
They killed Apollo Creed.
Yes.
In real life. Yes. All right. I have one last one. Doesn't seem to be too funny, but it might be a nice
thought-provoking one.
Dr. Phil type. So, am I the asshole for not letting my boyfriend go out?
Go out where? I guess
I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years. I have a child from a previous relationship, but together we share two boys, a two-year-old and 3 months. Okay. For the past month, I couldn't quite tell if it said 2 years and 3 months, but I see now there's two boys, two-year-old and 3 months.
Gotcha. You look puzzled.
Let me read that first paragraph again. And I'm not judging. I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years. I have a child from a previous relationship. Okay, I see it. Here's how I read this. I read this as she's been with her boyfriend for 4 years, and she has two kids from a previous relationship, a two-year-old and a three-month-old.
Oh.
That's how I read it at first.
I gotcha. Okay, I gotcha. Okay. But,
so she has one child from a previous relationship, and then her and her boyfriend of 4 years, they share a two-year-old and a three-month-old. Okay. For the past month, my boyfriend has been going out with his friends almost every weekend, going on drives, gaming out at their place, or going out for a few drinks. These can last anywhere from a couple hours up until the next morning. I don't have many friends since I'm neurodivergent and can't engage with anyone unless they engage with me first.
I'm going to look that up because I'm not sure what it is.
So you can probably guess how much adults my age I engage with being a SAHM of three,
single
something. AH mom of three. Anyway, boyfriend is always telling me I need to get out with friends, do stuff for me, etc. Even if I wanted to do something just for me, I always have to bring our three-month-old since he's breastfed, so I can only be gone for 30 minutes to an hour before I have to get back to feed. On to the incident. Last Tuesday, 6 p.m., boyfriend's day off. He was napping with our toddler. My friend, who had come from four provinces over, was visiting town, asked if we could go grab a coffee. I shake him awake and let him know what she said. Him, I wish you would have told me a few hours ago. Me, so is that a no? He just repeats the same answer. Me, I guess I'll just tell her I can't go. He groans in annoyance, turns around, and goes back to sleep. Holding back tears, I remind him how he always says I need to go out with my friends, but now the time has come to he basically tells me no. I get no response from him other than light snoring. Feeling defeated, my friend and I arrange for another time on Friday. Thank you, Sylvia. SAHM, stay at home mom. Thank you. I guess I didn't have any of it right other than the mom part. I thought the S was a C. Okay. Feeling defeated, my friend and I arrange for another time on Friday. The next day, my boyfriend calls me after work at 11 p.m. Him, hey, my buddy's asking for me to go chill at his place for a bit. Me, feeling petty, I wish you would have told me a few hours ago.
Oh.
We go back and forth a bit until I remind him what he told me. Confused, he asks when he said it, and I relay what happened the night before. He goes on to say that he was half asleep and can't remember even waking up, so I can't use that against him. I'll admit I've caught him sleep talking to the point where we can have small two-sentence conversations before I realize he's sleeping. Me, are you calling to ask for permission, or are you just letting me know you're going? Him, I can drop off a drink for me on his way to Buddy's place. Me, annoyed. No, it's fine. Him, grumbling. See, now you're mad. Pause, sigh. Him, fine, I'll just come home. See you in a bit. When he comes home, he tries to make small talk before asking what's wrong. Me, how does it feel that I did not let you go out this one time? Him, so you did this to be petty? I repeat myself while he dances around the question. We get into this huge argument about it. He says I'm manipulative for being petty, but I'm just trying to make him understand how I felt. Eventually, I apologize for not letting him go out. We argue some more. I'm crying, apologizing again, and excusing myself to bed. I didn't think not wanting him to go out for a single night was going to be such a huge deal. Am I the asshole?
I want to say that I looked up neurodivergent. I wasn't familiar with that. And it's kind of a catch-all. It's a non-medical. It could go anywhere from, you know, spectrum disorders to ADHD. It's just something that designates their brain functions a little bit differently. I'm not familiar with that term, but it's kind of a catch-all. It's like, you know, so that's what it meant. I was expecting it to be like a specific, you know, thing, but it's just kind of a catch-all.
Well, what seems interesting to me about that, and again, I am new to it as well. So, okay, I see. I don't have many friends since I'm neurodivergent and can't engage with anyone unless they engage with me first. Okay.
Social anxiety, maybe? Like,
Yeah. Does that usually, social anxiety, does that usually manifest as a...
Shyness, can't talk to people.
Well, but friends? Like...
Yeah, I think what she might be saying is like she has difficulty making adult friends because if they don't talk to her first, she can't.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So that I'm just guessing.
So before we chime in, do you mean to tell you what the consensus was on the Reddit? You know, sure. How it always tells you. It always tells you, for those of you not familiar with the Reddit, this subreddit is underneath of the title. It'll say asshole, not the asshole, or in this case, or sometimes it'll say not enough information. In this case, it says everyone sucks. So this is one of those ones where they think that both are guilty of being a bit asshole-ish. This person has an interesting point.
Okay.
Well, they says... Your boyfriend does seem to go out a lot, especially for a dad of 3 months old. It would be nice if he stayed at home at least one whole weekend to help you and give you a break sometime during the day. But you're an adult. Use your big girl words. If you're that unhappy with the amount of your boyfriend's fun activities, then you need to have an adult conversation with him and tell him so. Your boyfriend did not forbid you from going out. He muttered, "Wish you had told me earlier," not, "I demand you stay here." Now, that is interesting. According to her, only the information she gave us, he says, "I wish you would have told me earlier." He doesn't go on to say, no, you can't. He just says, I wish you would have told me earlier. Anyway, I never thought of that until this person pointed that out. You could have still gone if you wanted. Your boyfriend was looking after your toddler. You could have taken your 3-month-old, sent a reminder, texted your boyfriend about where you were and met with your friend. But then this person chimes in and says he was not watching the toddler. He was asleep. If she left and something happened, people would blame her for leaving a child with someone who was not conscious.
It's say unconscious. They said asleep. I think there's a slight difference, but I agree.
Yeah.
I agree, you know. But there is no easy answer to this one. This is not, you know, a slam dunk. I think there was some mistakes made on both sides. It does seem like he does go out a lot. I can't imagine, you know, just like every weekend. Somewhat understanding until it could last until the next day.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bit much.
Yeah, I think the thing... I agree with you. I think the abundance of which he's got for having the 3-month-old, I think that's what makes him look bad here.
Yeah.
You can't hold it against him if she struggles socially and doesn't make friends.
Right.
You can't expect him to not have friends because of that. But he does have some pretty big responsibilities with the kids that young. So I think there's definitely something there. But I also think that I can see why they say both of them. I don't want to say they're both assholes. In fact, I wouldn't call either one of them that. I think they just they need to sort it out and figure this out, because think about it. The very next day when she admits she's being petty and she says I wish you would have told me, he didn't go out with his friends. He came home. Mm-hmm. So maybe
maybe both of them want to do the right thing, but they just need to communicate more. Because if he,
right,
if he would have said, let's say in that situation that happens the next day, he says, hey, my buddy invited me to go hang out. And then she lets him know basically she doesn't want him to, and he did it anyway. But it sounds like he came home to talk about it.
Right.
And he's an, I mean, we don't know, we can't call him a liar, but he's saying, I don't remember our conversation yesterday. And then she admits the fact that he does kind of sleep talk, and they've had conversations while he was asleep before. So I think it's just a lack of communication here. Good old lack of communication.
I don't think everyone sucks. Yeah. And the sleep talking thing, evidently I was sound asleep. When my oldest daughter's boyfriend got a puppy for his birthday or something, or for graduation, I think. So she comes and I was sound asleep. I forget the circumstances. It was kind of in the evening and maybe I'd fallen asleep early. And she said, look, I brought home a puppy. And I said, well, you and the puppy is going to need to find someplace else to live, and don't remember saying this at all.
Wow.
Because she brought home a third puppy, but she was a kid. I felt bad about that. I had no memory of it. None whatsoever. That I was half asleep. So, but I think she knew I was sleep talking also. But it has happened to me before. But neither one of them are in uses. We've just got some unfortunate circumstances here. There just needs to be better communication. Can we agree on that one?
I agree. Yeah.
Well, we made it to 1 hour and 15 minutes. So, now this is where, I'm not sure if Eric is home. By the way, sorry, this is how the sausage is made thing, some engineering. I don't know how we're going to end this episode.
I don't either. And so if you hear us talking off camera, we think we're off camera.
Yeah.
Don't judge us.
So if we're eating scabs on camera, don't.
you want to text Eric and maybe ask him?
Will. Yes, I will make sure he logs it off. So if we kind of give him a countdown here. Let's see. I'm telling him
Gary,
right now.
No one is steering this ship, Gary. If you thought the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald was bad.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know what? I'm proud we pulled this off relatively well.
We did.
We missed our compadre.
Thank you to Am I the Asshole for providing some material.
So I'm not awkward. I'm just telling Eric, we're going to give a little bit of a countdown here, and he's going to end the episode. So we'll give you some details. We'll see you next Monday with the second with the second bracket of worst songs of all time. And on behalf of Eric Todd,
by the way, I still haven't looked at this yet. So
it's still a secret. We have not looked at it. We're truly playing it by ear here. So I texted him and that if he was close, he's going to let me know if he can, put this to bed a little bit.
What happens if we just close our windows?
I don't want to quite do that yet. I want to do a post-mortem of our episode. But if we have
but
show...
but what I'm saying though is I don't think you should do the countdown until he says he can do because otherwise they're just going to be people are just going to be watching us sit here.
Yeah, we'll be like.
Gary says, can we all agree to leave at the same time?
Hey, there you go. So we're going to say, Todd's going to take us out. Thank you all for joining in. Sylvia, haven't seen you here in a while. Thank you very much. And Celia and Gary and Chris and Maxwell and everybody that chimed in, thank you so much. And Todd, take us out.
Peace. Now don't stare.
Thanks for listening to the Play It By Ear podcast. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter at Play It By Ear Pod 2, and our website at anchor.fm/Play It By Ear Podcast. Thanks again, and join us next time as we play it by ear.